My full name is Nazlı Ahusaka. I was born in Istanbul, Turkey, on October 3rd, 1983. My mom was born in Istanbul. My dad was born in Izmir, which is another major city. They love reading, going to the movies, things like that. They used to take me to a lot of operas and classical music concerts. I remember that. Not materialistic at all. And always willingness to learn, like an advocate of lifelong learning. So I think they instilled that in me about education. And I work at a university right now, so I just love being around students and constantly keeping on learning. I mostly came for education. Education and research, the U.S. is a lot more ahead than some other countries, obviously. Just a lot more opportunities here. And then the school that I went to, a lot of the kids there went to the U.S. for college. So it was sort of like this wave, like, or this trend that I followed. I would say half of the kids went to the U.S. and half stayed back home. The first place I went to was New Haven. I went to Yale for undergrad. So I was in New Haven, Connecticut for 4 years. And then I went to Harvard for grad school. So I was in Boston, Massachusetts. I lived there for 10 years before coming to Pittsburgh. And then I've been in Pittsburgh sort of over for 2.5 years. I came to Pittsburgh because my husband got into CMU Tepper School of Business for his MBA. And then, so we moved here from Boston. And then I just found a job at Chatham University. So that's where I work right now. The thing that I really like about the U.S., there are a lot of things, but I can talk about a couple. When I first came here, even first day of college, I made friends with people from all over the world and all different parts of the U.S. When you're in Turkey, pretty much everybody's Turkish, you know, so you don't get exposed to different kinds of people and different ways of thinking and perspectives and things like that. I love diversity. So I consider myself lucky to be able to get out of that sort of homogenous culture and be exposed to different cultures there. I think in the U.S. it's easier to express yourself as a woman, even though there are still some issues. But in Turkey, it's still a very paternalistic culture, so you have to think twice about wearing a miniskirt when you're walking down the street. I mean, in the U.S., you don't have to think about that. I miss a lot of things. I definitely miss my parents a lot and my family. I like cities by the water because Istanbul is surrounded by the water. While I'm in the U.S., more and more people are actually visiting Turkey, and sometimes they come to me with things that I don't even know. They've been to parts of Turkey that I haven't even been. So I feel like there's very little now that people don't know about it, but I would still say that if you like espresso, we still have, like, the best coffee. Like, Turkish coffee is very equivalent to, like, the Italian espresso. It's very good. Turkish people are very hospitable, so even if it's a stranger, you know, they'll welcome to their house, and they'll cook for you and things like that. So very hospitable. There are a lot of Turkish restaurants, even around here, there's so many. Turkish food to me, or Turkish cuisine, is not just one type of food. It's not just kebabs and gyros and things like that. Because Turkey has all these different regions, like the Mediterranean cuisine will be different. There'll be like a lot of fish and olive oil and vegetables, things like that. But another part of Turkey will have like the kebabs and more like meat and potatoes type of cuisine. So Turkish cuisine is actually very, very different. So I would encourage people to, even if they only visit Istanbul, to like sample all kinds of different things and not think that Turkish cuisine is just one thing. The experience of immigration definitely changed me. So when I was on a student visa for college and for grad school, it was pretty easy. It was just done through the school and the embassy in Turkey. So that was fine. When I decided to stay in the U.S., I obtained my green card through my husband, through marriage. It sort of shortens the process of immigration, and I recently got my citizenship as well, but it's still very hard. You have to go through tons of hoops and a lot of paperwork, and then whenever you go to Turkey and come back, you have this constant fear of, you know, what if I get stopped? But now I feel like in the political climate that we're in, especially, I feel very lucky to finally have become a citizen. And I'm really grateful to my husband for supporting me throughout that process. But it's definitely not easy. Don't be afraid to move to a different country. You may never know who you're going to meet or what kind of experiences you're going to have. And then I would say do it when you're young, because it gets harder as you get older and as your parents get older, and have a sense of adventure and explore. Be willing to learn new things and meet new people and just be open-minded.